Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 27th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Alibaba, the world's largest e-commerce company by sales, announced plans today to change the status of its shares in Hong Kong to make them more accessible to Chinese investors. The primary listing in Hong Kong is expected to be completed by the end of the year and would make Alibaba a dual primary listed on the New York Stock Exchange and Hong Kong Stock Exchange. This move follows U.S. regulators threatening to delist U.S.-listed Chinese companies unless they follow stringent auditing requirements. In a related story, Alibaba CEO Daniel Zhang said in a letter to shareholders how this year for the company may be the year in which changes in the external environment has been the most severe in decades. For the company's financial year from April 1, 2021 to March 31, 2022, Alibaba posted its slowest revenue growth on record and share prices fell more than 50%. Alibaba was also hit with a fine of $2.7 billion over an anti-monopoly probe during China's increased scrutiny of tech companies. Meta launched a music revenue sharing program in the U.S., letting creators include licensed music and videos on Facebook and earn 20% of in-stream ad revenue. This applies to videos posted to Facebook longer than 60 seconds, and Reels are not eligible at launch. Creators can view expected earnings in Creator Studio. Meta will expand the program to other markets in the coming months. 6 months after Amazon announced Amazon Prime prices were going up in the United States, Amazon Prime prices are now rising in Europe. The new price hikes come into effect September 15, 2022, and vary widely across the region. In France, customers will pay an extra 43% on the existing 49 euro cost. In Germany, it will be 30% more on 69 euros, and the UK will see 20% on top of their 75 pound fee. The price changes affect all new members and renewals. The Associated Press reports Russia will opt out of the International Space Station in 2024 and focus on building its own orbiting outpost. Roscosmos chief Yuri Borisov said, "The decision to leave the station after 2024 has been made." Despite this declaration, NASA and Roscosmos' deal earlier this month for astronauts to continue riding Russian rockets and for Russian cosmonauts to ride to the ISS with SpaceX starting in the fall remains intact. Amid Best Buy testing downsizing locations compared to its big box offering, Best Buy is opening a digital-first, small-format store in Monroe, North Carolina. The 5,000-square-foot location is 15% as big as the company's usual 35 to 40,000-square-foot big boxes and smaller than most Apple stores. This test store will feature a curated selection of Best Buy's offerings, including computers, headphones, wearables, cell phones, and large TVs, but no appliances. When a customer makes a selection, they'll scan a QR code on the product display, and someone in a blue shirt will bring it out of the back for them to purchase. T-Mobile agreed to pay $500 million, settling a class-action lawsuit over an August 2021 data breach. The carrier will pay $350 million to customers, lawyers, and fees, as well as spend $150 million on data security improvements. This $150 million is over and above the company's previous security improvement commitments. The Verge reported this breach was the fifth in 4 years and included customer social security info, driver's licenses, and other information. Justin Bolognino has filed suit against Meta, formerly Facebook, for trademark infringement and unfair competition. Bolognino states his 12-year-old business, which created multi-sensory live experiences with virtual and augmented reality, came to a halt following Facebook's announcement of the name change last year. The suit seeks unspecified monetary damages. And Ubisoft's Roller Champions, a free-to-play game released in May, was hit by rumors this weekend that the project would be entirely cancelled very soon. Yesterday, Ubisoft released a statement disputing the rumors, affirming the game isn't getting cancelled and the company fully supports it. While Ubisoft is claiming the game will continue, the company also stated the current active season will continue indefinitely. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.